Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
Usually when you make a record, you know, you're the creative captain at the helm, so to speak. But it's Judd's movie, and Judd decides what's going to be in it. He has to choose what's going to work in the film.
As an actor, Loudon Wainwright III knows about movies. As a songwriter, he knows how to pen a tune. And on his latest album, two sides of his professional life meet in the middle. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Strange Weirdos, music from and inspired by the film Knocked Up, isn't exactly a soundtrack or a full-fledged Loudon Wainwright record, but in some ways, it's actually both. Well, aside from the ambiguous description, the album has a very clear theme, thanks to Loudon having a fan and director, Judd Apatow, and a friend and songwriter and producer, Joe Henry. As FUV's Darren DeVivo found out, all three pieces helped form the film, Knocked Up, and its musical score. And regardless of any reviews of the movie, music fans are calling the Strange Weirdos collection some of Wainwright's best work to date.
I guess you could refer to it as a soundtrack, although I don't think everything on the album ended up in the film. It's one of these music from and inspired by the film being Knocked Up.
Yes, the new Judd Apatow flick. I'd worked with Judd before on a couple of things as an actor. I was in his show Undeclared and also had a little part in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yep.
So he asked me to work on the music for the film, and I corralled my friend Joe Henry to help out. And because we're both songwriters, what we did was we wrote a lot of songs. I mean, we didn't sit around and write 15-second music cues. So we wound up with a lot of songs, a few of which are in the movie, but most of which aren't.
That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. Everything she takes apart. That's my daughter in the water. Every time she fell, I caught her. Every time she fell.
Is this also something relatively unique that you are actually collaborating with another person on this scale?
It is the first time that I've ever collaborated so extensively with another songwriter. I have written songs with other songwriters. I wrote a couple of songs with a friend of mine called George Gerdes. And Terry Roach of the Roaches and I wrote a song once. But I've never actually sat down and done a bunch of things with somebody else. Mm. That was interesting. I wasn't sure I would ever do that. I met Joe about 3 years ago. He got in touch with me, and we talked about him producing a record of mine, and that didn't happen. But we stayed in touch, and I like his work and his songs, and I liked him. So when the chance came to work with somebody on this Knocked Up project, I asked him to help out.
Our leader's an actor. Speaks with an accent, who's able to procure our love. But life is a movie out here in the valley. What else were we all thinking of? The slap of the paper, the hiss of the sprinkler, the beep of the coffee machine. Drone in the distance that says there's a freeway. The gardeners will soon make the scene. Yes, it's Thursday. Soon they'll arrive on the scene. They're illegal to mow, blow, then go from the scene.
Movie music from the holiday cheer for FUV performer Loudon Wainwright III and the song Valley Morning. To hear the complete interview and performance, head to the online archives at WFUV.org.
Support for this Public Radio podcast comes from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting the Irish rock film Once on DVD Tuesday.